David brushed the dust of youth from behind your shoulder. 'Cause the years of fretting days right behind you now. And don't return to fields of green. Secret Tories are never told. Place your ragged doll with all the toys and things and deeds. 'Cause I will show you games where the winner never wins. Swigs on 91.3 FM Tucson. Real people, real radio. Let's do one more.
Time. listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, and we're live in Studio 2A. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dan. Good to see you again, Dan.
Doing fine.
Doing well.
I'd like to start by introducing the band.
It's an interesting band.
Yeah.
It's sort of like an underground secret society that sort of was birthed in the late years of the 80s punk movement in the United States, well, in Tucson anyway, with Dorian Kakavas, brother of Chris Kakavas of Green on Red, and we did some songs and stuff, but the 90s were a very hard decade for rock and roll, and somewhere in the 2000s, Kevin Henderson, guitar and vocals of the Swigs, it sort of rose like a phoenix in 2006, and we started getting gigs, and I'd done these solo albums, so we had material, and we released an album 2010, Let It Come Down, and it's been very well received, and you can get it at Toxic Ranch and 17th Street and at our gigs and in iTunes. Yeah. But then I found these guys, and Eric also has roots in the old punk scene too.
So Eric?
Yeah, my name's Eric Snyder. I play bass. I've been playing in bands since the mid-80s, punk bands. Public Enemy and Blood Spasm. We still play with them a couple times a year.
Great.
And some other bands that aren't really well known, some noise bands and whatnot. And I've been with the Swigs for just over a year now.
That's great.
What a punker.
Hi. You were playing in bands too. Maybe you didn't shape.
Yeah, I'm the youngest. I'm the kid in the band, right?
No, I'm the
middle guy.
I don't think you are.
But yeah, my name's Mike Troop, and I've been playing in the band for probably about 3 months now. Isn't that about right?
A little longer.
Maybe four, give or take. But I've been playing rock and roll for a long time, since high school, back in the 80s. So all sorts of styles. I play many styles of music. I play jazz. I could even throw in reggae, maybe even country. But
yeah,
hey,
but
you know.
The thing is about these guys is they got it right away. And I really love to play with people. I don't have to tell them what it is or why I'm doing it or anything. They get it. They want to do it. And they have total freedom with everything they do, you know. I don't never tell them what to play.
So just run that by me again. The Swigs, the roots of the Swigs are in Tucson music in the 80s?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I played in punk bands. I played in What Went Wrong and various other things. But some of the songs that are on Let It Come Down, Sleeping Sickness and Remember, the lyrics anyway, were written in, you know, 89, 90, somewhere around there. And then I was in California for 10 years. Came back. Very glad I did, because this is the blossoming of the Tucson scene right now. I mean, we have this great influx of really, really good musicians. So, you know, like Second Saturday the other night was, wow, so many great bands.
What are some of your favorite bands that are this influx that you're talking about?
Well, the Modines came and moved in next door to me, and I really, I credit them with teaching me how to sing. They're great. They're both great singers. Christina is one of the great singers on the planet, in my opinion. Fish Karma. Do we have a better poet in the United States? He's not. It's not that he is new, but he's come back after being away for a while. And his band, The Love Generation, are really hitting on all cylinders. Lauren Dirks on guitar, one of my favorite guitars. El Camino Royales. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And Seashell Radio were great the other night. So,
absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
Which kind of leads into some of what I'm doing with the gig I'm organizing.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's the first consolidated rock festival for the Gulf Spill, if you can believe that. It's not a spill. We call it Spillapalooza, and I should give this out, SPILLAPALOOZA.com. You can also find, we're on Facebook, we got an event, we got a group. But, you know, there have been little gigs here and there. Like, I think Jimmy Buffett did a gig somewhere down in the South, but there hasn't been, we have 12 bands now on this. So it's taking place August 1st, 2010, at the Hut, 5 p.m., and we got Al Perry, Fish Karma in the Love Generation, The Swigs, The Modines, Lauren Dirks, El Camino Royales, Dusty Buskers, Wayback Machine, The Fisters, Vanessa London, and I keep adding them every day because everybody's concerned about this. So, and you know, I've never done anything like this in my life, but the other thing I think is Tucson is a good place to do this because we are really tuned in to like solar energy, alternative building, all that jazz, way more so than, say, people on the East Coast or California that I've seen, or in Florida where I've spent a lot of time in the last 10 years. So we're kind of doing this, and it's to raise money for the Center for Biological Diversity, who are a great nonprofit, one of the best in the country. Started here, a bunch of guys like my age 10 years ago, wanted to save some endangered species or something. I don't know what it was, but they've grown into one of the biggest environmental action groups in the United States. And right now they are putting a suit to British Petroleum for $19 billion for violating the Clean Water Act. And I mean, that's vision, that's guts, that's know-how. They know the people to do that. So all proceeds from Spillapalooza go to this group. But the second reason I want to do it is I just think it's about time, like, we raise consciousness about our oil addiction and all that stuff. And I just can't hide about it. I'm not coming from an ivory tower. I'm as, you know, guilty as anyone else. But it's time to sort of raise consciousness and sort of think about what we're doing a little bit more. And I just thought, you know, I'm a musician. I know musicians. I know people at clubs. And the one thing about it, I'll say finally, is everyone's been into the idea and everyone's been positive. And everyone, you know, Jamie Manser has contributed a ton. You know, the people at the HUD, Anthony Trugman. But everyone that I talk to wants to devote time and energy to this. And I've never seen that in more than 15 years of doing this. So I'm very encouraged. So it's crazy times, but
it's August 1st.
August 1st,
right?
Correct.
And it's 5 p.m.
Yes,
at
the
Hut.
And the Tiki Guy on 4th Avenue. You can't miss it.
And you've got quite a lineup already.
Two stages, and it's going to be old school 60s, almost like when the Monkees played with Jimi Hendrix. We may have to do 30-minute sets. Nobody cares. I told everybody coming into this, you may have to do 20-minute sets. No one has complained. We're going to have a back line. So it's going to be, I don't remember last time this much entertainment has been collected together on a Sunday afternoon in August. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too.
Cheers.
So I am Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A. And I'm here with the Swigs. And we've got more music for you lined up right now.
Shall I cue up the next song?
Yeah, let's go.
This is we got a record coming out because of this Spillapalooza. We've kind of been sidetracked, but it's called Wasted Waitress Waltz, and it's going to be a vinyl only release. And this is the first release we're doing where we're pulling in friends to play on the record. So we had Vicky Brown in the other day, and that was an amazing. Boy, she really unleashed some stuff there. With the Modines may be on it. I may get Silver Thread Trio on it. And it's going to be in vinyl-only release. There may be some digital component somewhere out there, but it's going to be mainly vinyl. And this is the title track of a icon of the Western world, the Wasted Waitress, that no one else bothered to write about. Three-part thing. It's her work night. It's a party night. It's a crash. It's all very obvious. We're the Swigs, Tucson, Arizona, Wasted Waitress Waltz. Let's do it. We'll be right back. Okay, I have to change guitars.
This is the 91.3 KXCI Tucson, your community radio. I'm Dr. Dan. We are live in Studio 2A. This is Locals Only. I'm here with the Swigs, and we're mid-set, having a great time here. And right now, Kevin is just switching guitars out. And getting ready for more music for you.
Yeah, or I mean, you know, whenever you want to discuss the event more.
Let's discuss it right now.
Okay, great. Yeah.
We're talking about Spillapalooza.
Yeah, Spillapalooza. Well, there's just a couple things I want to say. You know, I was out last Saturday night, and I was telling people about Spillapalooza, and everyone was interested, but everyone didn't know that, for example, British Petroleum is spraying this stuff called Corexit in the Gulf, which is water-soluble, basically. So, I mean, the oil's bad enough, but they're spraying this poisonous stuff, and it's already a level 400 times the amount to kill fish, right? And the EPA asked BP, stop doing this back in May. And you know what EPA said? The hell with you. We don't care. We're going to keep doing it. And they have kept doing it. Okay, that's one thing.
So BP is spraying this stuff. Is this the dispersant that
they're talking about? Yes, and it gets into water, which means, hello, it'll go up into the rain, and it'll rain down and poison. And what I guess I'm trying to say is this is not just an issue. As horrible as the thing about the fishermen and their way of life, and this is going to affect all of us sooner or later. Major media will not be telling this because they're going to be talking about, you know, Lance Armstrong and the bicycle race and all this jazz. You know, also, I would like to say on YouTube, and all of this you can see on the Facebook page for Spillapalooza. I've seen photos of, you know, miles out, dolphins and whales, you know, dying in agony in these pools of oil with these, you know, they're trying to do is burn the oil off these rigs. And it's outrageous and it's disgusting. And for that to be going on, you know, just so we can have our convenient little, you know, oil-addicted life and drive our SUVs and, you know, not face reality. Because basically, we're connected to the earth. We just don't know it. And I think we're kind of blind. And I don't know. And I don't exempt myself from this, but we've all got to start waking up real quick. This is going to affect us. This is not some, like, page 16 kind of deal. So that's part of the thing. So, yeah, Spillapalooza, SPILLAPALOOZA.com, August 1st at the Hut. 12 bands so far, 5 p.m., for the Center for Biological Diversity and also for a raising of awareness. And one more thing I'd like to say, first of all, to musicians, if you feel that your art and your music are separate from politics, I'd just like to say I used to feel that way too. But I've come to realize that I think it's a narcissistic conceit and a dangerous fiction. And I think we've been conned into it by the corporate, you know, record companies and all this jazz into thinking that all that we provide is canned entertainment for commercials or, you know, to sell records or climb some social ladder where we can climb in and look down and say, hey, we're higher than you, haha. I don't think that's true. Actually, I think what musicians do, even at the lamest gig, people are there to change their consciousness and raise it or get out of whatever their rat race thing. They're trying to lighten up. And we have tremendous power. I think we put ourselves down when we act like, you know, we can't do anything. And it's been proven in spades with this. Some of the most passionate people are the musicians, Al Perry among them. I mean, he really, you know, kept calling me. We had the idea, but he goaded me into it, really.
Mm-hmm. So Al Perry's going to play. You have Lauren Dirks. You have the Modines.
Yes, of course, Swigs. El Camino Royales, Dusky Buskers, Wayback Machine, the Fisters, and, you know, several others I'm forgetting because I don't have my poster on me. But it's quite a gathering of the tribes. And it's going to be a very, very interesting day. And the thing is, it has to be fun, Dan, because if it's not fun, it's no one's going to do anything. So that's another part of it.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, 5
August
p.m.
1st, 5 p.m. at the Hut.
Yes, correct.
That's great.
Thank you.
That's great.
Okay. Shall we carry on?
Let's carry on with the music.
Did you do a station ID or anything like that?
Live in Studio 2A, this is Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI.
Saying that you better let go. Put it in your pocket and nobody's gonna know. Cause the squares will freak and the wells will run dry. When the high stakes rival took a piece of the pie. Strangers in the night, looking to pass me by, wanna grab on to you. Everybody's waiting for the tables to turn. Everybody's looking for some witches to burn. Scarlet Harlot told me a lie. She was looking for a lover in a company sky. No bueno. Strangers in the night, looking to pass me by, wanna grab on to you. Oh, wanna grab on. Wanna grab on. Grab on to you, yes I do. Don't you know it? Remember your face when the tables got turned. Hardcore lovers built the bridges that burn. I watch your smile turn to a frown. You were looking for a lover in a company town. Strangers in the night, looking to pass me by, wanna grab on to you. Wanna grab on. Wanna grab on. Wanna grab on. Wanna grab on. We'll be right back. tremble the words sent you away. 3 years passed, do you remember the day? One small night, everything changed. I remember your words, remember your way. Sent you away. 3 years passed. Do you remember the day? One small night, everything changed. I remember the words. Remember your way.
Listen, 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. I'm Dr. Dan. I'm hosting the Swigs here in Studio 2A. We're playing live right now on this July 12th, 2010. And we've been talking about an event coming up. This event will be on the afternoon of Sunday, August 1st. It's called Spillapalooza. And a lot of great bands will be playing, including the Swigs.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, I really want to say I've never felt motivated to do a political action like this. As I said before, I used to think, like a lot of people, what I did was separate from that. But I really think this is the big one. This is a big one. It's and Spillapalooza, one thing I want to say, my friend Tom Baumgartner came up with this, the name and the idea of this with Jamie LeBose of the Modines, that we're going to do this as an open source event. In other words, every piece of artwork, every text, all of this stuff will be available for other people to take this meme. We're not going to own it. We're going to give it to whoever wants to use it, and they can take it and they can do other festivals or, you know, use it in whatever you want to do. So it's an open source event. That's one thing. And there's going to be more, I suspect. So I'm involved in this. But, you know, anybody can get whatever connections and whatever they have in their life, whether it's musicians or radio announcers or if you're in corporate America or even within the dreaded British Petroleum, there have to be a handful of enlightened people. So it's time, I think the battle lines are drawn and it's time to stand up and be counted. So everyone, please come down to our event, Spillapalooza, SPILLAPALOOZA.com is the website. It's August 1st at the Hut, 305 North 4th Avenue. It's going to have Al Perry, Fish Karma, and the Love Generation, Swigs, Lauren Dirks, Modines, the El Camino Royales, the Dusty Buskers, Wayback Machine, Fisters, Vanessa London, and many, many more, I suspect, in the next 2 weeks. So thanks for giving me the time to do the spiel, and we've got a couple more tunes. What have we got, 15 minutes or something?
Yeah, you've got about 12 minutes left.
Okay.
Because we end at 9:57.
Okay, well, maybe I'll spiel it again in a minute. Hang on a
second. That's okay. Just doing a little bit of tuning right now. Live in Studio 2A. This is Locals Only. I'm Dr. Dan. I'm here with the Swigs. We'll be right back.
naked bed. Strolling down a Newport Street, talking about you. What can I do? Downtown Lucy, by the Swigs.
About 2 minutes left. Let's talk about Spillapalooza.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, really, Dan, I love this band. I'm proud of this band. And I love the new album. And I love playing in the Tucson scene and everywhere else. But to me, this is, so much more important. I wanted to say, I saw Obama on the television the other day, and we talk about British Petroleum buying up the, I don't know if I mentioned this, but the sort of police and Coast Guard and hiring mercenaries on the coast of the Gulf. I don't know if you've heard about this, but if you're on the left, listen to Amy Goodman. If you're on the right, listen to Alex Jones. There are sources for this. They're just not going to be on your mainstream television stations. But they've bought up police departments and are arresting any journalists that come within 60 feet, or anybody, of the ocean or a BP operation, they can be put in jail for 5 years and fined $40,000. That's police state stuff, folks. And I used to think that was all a joke, too. But it's happening. It's happening now. People, if that doesn't get you outraged, I don't know what will. But our president, yes. You know what he's currently doing? He's on tour. He's celebrating the economic recovery, which I didn't quite see what there was to celebrate. But, you know, I advise people to look into those eyes of his. And all I see are black holes, and I see a puppet. I don't see an actor on the political stage. What have they and the Congress done for 80-odd days into this spill disaster? Nothing. I haven't seen them do a thing. So they're not going to do it unless we force them to. Spillapalooza.
August 1st.
August 1st, yes. Cheers.
Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
August 1st. It's at the Hut.
Yes.
And it's a benefit for the Center for Biological Diversity.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes, you got it right, Dan.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A. I'm here with the Swigs. And you have this new release out. It's called
Wasted Waitress Waltz. And you can find it at sapientrecords.com or, you know, the Swigs MySpace, the Swigs Reverb Nation, and the Swigs Facebook. We're easy to find. Type in Tucson, Arizona Swigs. You will find us. If you want to find us, you can find us.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
appreciate
you,
it.
Okay. Yeah,
have a good night.
Good night.